really 10 years ago today? Indeed it is. 10 years ago today, 2009, Michael Jackson died at the age of 50 years old after suffering heart failure at his home in Beverly Hills. I would give you a Michael Jackson bio that seems to be kind of pointless. You know who Michael Jackson is. Thriller, 50 million albums sold, Jackson 5, other solo albums, and, well, far more questions than answers post-death about his perhaps criminal activity while alive, the recent documentary. I've heard people who have watched it have said, Michael Jackson died on this day 10 years ago, age of 50 years old. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning all across the great state of Michigan. Wally Barakoff, CEO, chairman of the gold mining company Lion One Metals, developed and operated more than 20 mines in 7 different countries. And join us now on the Steve Gruber Show. Wally, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for the time. So tell us what's new in the world of gold.
Oh, Scott, this is a pivotal time in gold. Gold has gone over $1,400 last Thursday was the breakout day. And trading around $1,420-25 right now. It's up well over $100 since I spoken with Steve a month ago. And, of course, what that means for a company like Lion One, we have one of the larger deposits in the world. Just being put together now, we've got a mining permit ready to go into production. What's happened is we've been able to put together a team headed by Quentin Henning who have declared this a alkaline deposit. Alkaline deposits, as I've said before, if you find them and they're mineralized, they're always large. And there's a good example right in the United States in Colorado called Cripple Creek. Mm-hmm. They have mined 29 million ounces so far. So if you're a gold watcher and you feel insecure of what's going on in the world, you should be owning gold or gold stocks or ones that have great leverage. We're way overvalued. So if you buy a share of our company, you're buying into possibly 10 to 20 million ounces for pennies, literally pennies. So this is why there's been a lot of action in our company. People are waking up to the fact, and they're starting to buy, and which is what should be doing if you are a person who puts some gold in your portfolio. I recommend having gold. I've been a gold bug all my life, and through these cycles, I've been able to build 3 very successful companies over the years. Miramar, which sold for $1.5 billion. Northern Ryan, which sold for $1.2 billion. And recently, La Mancha was sold for $700 million. So right now, the market is very hot. The majors are trying to accumulate these types of deposits. And so we're getting lots of visits. So I can't recommend strongly enough that whether you buy Lion One or another gold company, make sure you buy one that's got a large, large deposit, undervalued. Mm-hmm. And if you'll end up, when you look at all the data, you'll look at Lion One. Lion One Metals, you can go to our site, and it's liononemetals.com. And we trade on the listed board in the United States, the senior board there, and LOMLF. But you can find it anywhere, and it's something that probably when you want to feel like a eureka moment, take a look at our site. Go to our site, watch the tapes. But specifically speaking, today, probably you should be buying some gold. And Lion One is the best way to do that and participate. There are others. They're just not so far undervalued.
Now, the price of gold is approaching a 6-year high. Now, normally, when we think about investing, buy low, sell high. So we're nearing a high. What gives you confidence that we're going to see prices continue to rise? Is it that uncertainty that in the markets that perhaps we'll continue pushing it higher?
Yes, Scott. I think the uncertainty in the market and the general world economy has caused the people that manage their portfolios or even think about it go to a safe haven. Gold is always going to be safe. Gold is the only international currency that's been around since the beginning of time, since there has been a currency. Doesn't matter what country you're in, what denomination, what currency, gold is always quoted. So it's a universal currency, so that's a place to be. So when people say I need some safety in my portfolio, something that I could rely on, gold stock is a good place to be. And when you start and look at all the myriad of gold companies out there, junior and senior and intermediary, you'll find that Lion One has the best leverage. You're buying a company for U.S. about 60 cents a share, and you're buying into 10 to 20 million ounce deposit, high grade. And you don't have to be an analyst or anything else. Just to sit down, look at that, compare it to all the other gold companies, you'll find this is way undervalued. We've had a recent report done by Scarsdale out of New York that Mike Neuheiser that put it together. It's on our website also, very explicit. But what's on our website, which is very important, is the eureka moment when Quentin Henning declared this an alkaline deposit. And if you go to our website, Lion One Metals in Canada here, you will see that video, and it's completely self-explanatory. It tells you why, how it happened, and how compelling the story is. And just to recap, we also have a mining license. We're building a mine at the same time. So what we're doing is making an integrated gold company and have them. So it's today, just before market open, our market isn't open for another hour. Mm-hmm. We're letting out some very compelling results from our last drill program, which you'll see what we're talking about. And it's quite exciting, very exciting.
Walter Barakoff, CEO and chairman of the gold mining company Lion One Metals. Appreciate the insight and the time, and thank you for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. All the best to you.
Thank you to you as well. That's Walter Barakoff. Hey, Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine, a Michigan-owned and operated business that employs your friends and neighbors who build the very best water treatment systems right here. Now you have a chance to win a brand new reverse osmosis drinking water system from Wolverine, and all you have to do is go to stevegruber.com to get started. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, set up for your free water test and get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. Nothing is more important than pure drinking water. No better place to make that happen than Wolverine. So what are you waiting for? Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, set up for your free water test and get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. stevegruber.com.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.